Hey everyone, I'm Daniel and Tina. Welcome to episode 2 of the Student Success Advice Podcast, the place to get real student advice from real people and how to succeed in the real world. This episode is brought to you by my personal social media handles. So catch me on LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. I'm at DVGLentine and I hope to see you there. So for episode 2, I want to tackle networking. And no, this is not pyramid schemes, bro. This is networking. So what is networking? Networking is basically building your network. And I'm going to get this super cliche saying that your net worth is your network. So I don't know why I find that funny. It's just so cliche. So basically, as a student, yo, you got to build your network, because truth be told, man, the stronger your network is, the easier it's going to be for you to look for a job, get opportunities and things. So what does this mean? For example, you have a friend who suddenly becomes the top recruiter for your dream company. And then you apply, and then like you get that recommendation from your friend, you'll probably get in depending on your skill. What else? Let's say, you know, you suddenly have a relationship with the chief marketing officer of your dream company. And then, you know, you build that relationship over the years or over a few months. And when he needs someone who has your expertise, then it's going to be a job offer for you or whatever. Or what else? I don't know who listens to this podcast, but let's say you're an architect and you just happen to have a network of individuals with a lot of money. So they'll be like, oh, I need a good architect. Huh. My friend's a pretty good architect. Let's get him. Then you just get all the projects. So basically, that's it. So you got to network. You got to build your network. But the question is, how do you build your network as a student? How do you do it? Now, I'm just going to add something here. How do you build your network if you're an introvert? Like, just the idea of meeting people and saying, hi, can I be in your network? That is just scary. I mean, I'm an introvert. I don't know if I'm still an introvert now, but I used to be an introvert. Like growing up, whenever I was a kid, up to like, even after college, man, I didn't want to talk to strangers just because this was super awkward. Can you relate? Like whenever there are parties, you just want to stick with one person. That one person, you know, you stick to that person the whole party and be like, yeah, this party's fun. I'm just talking to you. And then your friend's going to be like, yo, you want to talk to those girls over there? And I'm like, hard pass. Let's not. So anyway, how do you network? Okay, so I'm going to tell you how I networked. So a little bit of background is I came from the Philippines. Then I went to Toronto, Canada in December 2019. Didn't know anyone here. Didn't know how to talk to people. I didn't want to go to live networking events where you had a name tag. I didn't want to do all those things. So what did I do? I went to LinkedIn. So LinkedIn.com, if you haven't created a profile yet, then please do create a profile, because it literally changed my life in 6 months. So the way you network there is, I'm actually going to read one of my posts because that's how we roll. Let's just cut. Okay, so here are 3 tips on how to network with people as a student or even as an introvert. So you go to LinkedIn. So you connect with people on LinkedIn who you have similarities with, whether you're in the same industry, same school, same job, same nationality, I don't know, whatever. And once they accept, you know, just regularly comment on their posts, send them a message, you know, even send them a voice message once you're comfortable, and just repeat steps 1 and 2 over and over again. And that's it. Simple as that. So if you're asking me like, Davy, what the hell was that? That was your networking tip? Yeah, bro, that's my networking tip. I've been doing that since I got here in Toronto. So I got here in Toronto by December 2019. But February 2020, I was using LinkedIn and talking to people already. And you know what happened? I got 1 internship. I got 2 part-time jobs. And I made a bunch of new friends in a country that I do not know anyone in, just because I used LinkedIn to network with them. And in case you need more help on LinkedIn, it's probably going to be another episode. But yeah, so far, that's that. So if you want to network in 2020, the fastest way to get to high-profile individuals or people who work in your dream company or people who might recommend you for something is go to LinkedIn.com, make a profile, send a connection request to people who you want to emulate or who you want to be in the future or who could probably help you out. Provide them value by always engaging with their posts, always commenting, leaving the best post in that comment, sending them direct messages, eventually sending them personalized voice or video messages, and you're just going to build that network slowly, and opportunities are going to come for you. Yeah. So believe me, because I used to hate networking, and now I love it because of every single opportunity that came my way. All right. So that's episode 2. I hope you learned something. Again, you can connect with me on my social media handles everywhere, LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. It's at DBGLantine. I hope to see you there and see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening. Peace out.